I watch nervously as you are calculating the expected lifetime of my paintings, checking and rechecking, furrowed brow. Finally, 500 years, you whisper quietly, almost to yourself, as if I wasn't even in the studio. I hold up my hands, suddenly relieved that I have enough fingers for you to count on. My God, I exclaim, seeing them clearly for the first time, each with a tiny remnant of a fingernail at the end, barely visible. Yes, half a millennium of digits, you say solemnly to me, looking deep into my eyes. How will we make our art in the future? I ask you the big question, rhetorically demanding, rapidly flipping through the pages of a book. My eyelashes brush the inside of your head, fingers gripped around a blood-red heart. We will talk, you say defiantly. Your voice echoes. We will tell our stories, both forwards and backwards, playing with form. And the members of our audience will each be underlined, like hypertext. They will give us diverse, meandering interjections that take us in new directions. We will tunnel deep holes through the earth and out into the cosmos. Like earthworms, I ask tentatively, searching in my notes for a metaphor. Remind me how they reproduce, you ask, folding all your arms in front of your chest. Your body language indicates resistance. I write this down just in case it's useful for my report. I imagine myself as an unarticulated body, pressed up against another exactly the same. I'm so in love with you, I tell myself.